All right, we're on Daf Kuf Tetz Ayin today, 116a. I'll begin a few lines from the top. On the third line, it says, "Afal pi shein charoset mitzvah." Even though there's no charoset, even though charoset is not a mitzvah, it's still appropriate to have a charoset. The ilo mitzvah mishum my mighty life. It's not a mitzvah. Why are we involved with this charoset at all? So the Gemara says, "Amrabami mishum kappa." So Rami says because of the kappa. The kappa is like this like sap, this like acrid sap that the bitter herb has, and we want to dissipate that, so we stick it in the charoset. Amaravasi, kapa de chasachama. The antidote for if you get sick from having the lettuce with the sap that's acrid sap, take chama, which is a radish. The radish would be an antidote for it. Kapa de chama, if you get sick from eating like the acid or the acrid sap of the radish, karti, take leek. Kappa de karti, the antidote for having the kappa of karti, karti is the leek, in other words, so that's chamime, hot water. Kappa de kulu chamime, he says that the antidote for all of things, if you have this kappa, is hot water. Adahachi bahachi, while he's waiting for the hot water to boil or to get ready, nemahachi, should say as follows. Kappa kappa de chirnalach, Kappa Kappa, I remember you, Lushaban Atach, your seven daughters, Lutmani Kalatach, your eight daughters-in-law. I don't know what to say. That's the that's the piece with the Kappa. Let me get to the Mishnah and then we'll pause. Okay, we're around eight lines down on Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. Reb Lazar Brut Tzadok Omer Mitzvah V'chule. Reb Lazar Brut Tzadok says no. There's in other words, so the first thing is saying that the Kappa is just like sort of for health reasons, like you don't want to get your mouth burned off too much or sick with this Kappa. But Reb Lazar Brut Tzadok says there's a mitzvah to have charoset. We're around the eighth line of Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph 116a. He says, my mitzvah, what mitzvah is that? Reb Levi Omer, Zecher L'Tapuach. Levi says, Zecher L'Tapuach. Tapuach, we usually translate as an apple. I told you the Rav felt it must be a citrus fruit. He said that I don't know if they had apples back then, but it's clear from the Psukim that it's something with a very pungent aroma. But the Chazal darshan out this Psukim and Shir Shirim, as you know, we lay in Shir Shirim on Pesach, and there are many allusions to Yitziat Mitzrayim and Shir Shirim. And one of the Psukim is Tachara Tarpuach or Articha, I arouse you underneath the apple tree. So Chazal teach us, let's look at the Rashi on that. The Rashi, it's around the sixth narrow line. Zecher tapuach shu yoldot b'nehem sham below etzev shu yikirben ha-mitzriyim d'chtiv tachar ha-tapuach ha-ratikha, that the women would give birth there without pain, and so the tapuach, that so back in the, so Reb Levi says zecher tapuach, the charoset is to remind us of the tapuach and how the Jewish women would give birth over there. He says Reb Yochanan amar zecher tit. Reb Yochanan says it reminds us of the tit, of the clay that they, when they were in Egypt. So Amar Abaye, Hilkach Srikla Kahoye, Srikla Samoche. So Rabbi says you have to make it tart and you have to make it like thick. The Kahoye, Zeichel Tapuach. I thought this fits in better with the citrus fruit. Make it tart to remember the citrus fruit. He says, Sarichla Samoche, Zeichel Tit. You have to make it thick in mind of the clay. Tani Kavatid Rabbi Yochanan, we learn a Brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. And again, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says Zecher L'Tit. It's the Brisa says Tavlin Zecher L'Tevin, that the spices that are added, and it could be like ginger and cinnamon, those minus of the straw. In other words, like they're not like our ginger and, in other words, like they're the uncut, ginger and cinnamon. So it looks like a long pole. So it reminds you of the tevin, reminds you of the straw. Charoset Zecher L'Tit. The charoset reminds us of the tit. So that's muchrak like Rabbi Yochanan. Amrib Lazar Rab Tzadok. Rab Lazar Rab Tzadok brings a proof to his position that there's a mitzvah to eat the charoset. And I saw that Rav Kahati said that, like, that according to Rab Lazar Rab Tzadok, you'd make a bracha to eat the charoset. So he says, Kacha you omrim tagarei charach Yerushalayim, that the merchants charach are like from the windows. The merchants who were like, I don't, looking out their windows, this is what they would say. Bo tlulachem tavlin the mitzvah. Go take the tavlin, the spices for a mitzvah. So that's bringing like a raya to Reb Lazar Brut Tzadok that the charos is a mitzvah, that the merchants, it's like, bringing sort of like corroborative proof that the merchants would say, come purchase these tavlin for a mitzvah. All right. Now, Let me do two tosfos and then I will pause. Let's do the tosfos. Sarich l'samoche v'sarich l'kahoyei. Everybody see it? It's the second tosfos. So he says, Ubi Rishalmi Amar, ita abdi zeicher l'adam. So Rishalmi says that some like prepare the charoset and to minus of the dam, the blood, the Jewish blood that was spilled, means that we add wine to it, so it is like it's loose with the wine, which reminds us of the blood. He says, "Umishum ha'achi karilei tibulo b'mashke." We're in the second Tosfos, Michael, on Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, 116a, the second Tosfos. So he says, and that's why it's tibulo b'mashke. We said that when the charoset, it's like a liquid because you have all the wine there. He says, "V'chein amadabar l'samoche." That's the way people do it, that they make it thick. Uvishat achila mekalshon tobiyayin v'chometz. So they make it thick, and then when they come to before they dip it, they add the wine, or the chometz is the vinegar. But it means like, you know, some of our vinegars are chometz, but it means like there's a vinegar, like a wine vinegar you could have, that type of thing. Uvitshuvet ha'gaonim mefaresh la'asot charoset b'peirot shin mil knesset Yisrael b'shir shirim. So there's a tshuva from the Gaonim explains that you should make the charoset with fruits that the Jewish people are compared to in Shira Shirim, which again we lay on Pesach. He says, Tachara tepuach oraticha, like one pasuk we mentioned a few moments ago, underneath the apple tree or the citrus fruit, whatever the tapuach is, underneath the tapuach tree I aroused you, that's tapuach. Kifela harimon, it says like your rakateich, like your side of your head, your jaws are like the felach harimon, like the half of the pomegranate. So pomegranate would be one of the elements to put into the charoset. He says hateina chanta, the fig has blossomed. Amarti eile b'tamar, I'll go up above the date. Egoz el ginat egoz, and it says the. I'll go to the Ginat Egoz. That's Rav Shechter's, one of his svarim is Ginat Egoz. He says, Ushkedim al Shem Shekarach Shbaruch Hu Lakeitz. Shkedim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like awaited, you know, to bring the redemption. So so those are some things. Okay, one more Tosfos, and then we'll pause. Tagare Charach Shbushalayim. So Tosfos says, Mashva Delachik Rav Lazar Bar Tzadok. So it sounds like Tosfos says from this Gemara, sounds like Rav Lazar Ben Tzadok, that indeed charoset is a mitzvah. That's what Tosfos wants to say. He says, "V'gam svarim ketav Rabbi Yosi v'nimuka imo." In some svarim, it doesn't have Rav Lazar Ben Tzadok. It says instead that the Tana Rabbi Yosi said this, and we know that there's a klal that Rabbi Yosi nimuka imo. That Rabbi Yosi, his heavy thinking is with him. In other words, means that would be like the halacha that way. V'chinas ha'rav Yosef, this is different Rav Yosef, b'sidro, charoset zeicher l'tit. So this is one of the Balei Tosfot, Rav Yosef, in his siddur, he says, charoset zeicher l'tit. In other words, he wrote, in other words, there's like a piyut he wrote, that the charoset is zeicher l'tit. All right. Who's in questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Hey, what's up?
What is the connection between charoset and tapuach, whatever the tapuach is?
What I don't understand. I'm losing it. In other words, the charoset...
It has apples sometimes in it.
Yeah, in other words, the charoset has tapuach in it. In other words, that's one
but
of the...
Why is it a zecher la tapuach? I don't understand that.
No. In other words, in Shir Shirim, there's a pasuk. There's a verse. It says, tachara tapuach or articha.
Underneath. So that's it has nothing to do with Adam and Chava and the tapuach and all
no,
that.
No, well, only that it's a tapuach, but it's different, right? It's a different recollection. It could be maybe you'll find something in some sefer makes a connection, but it's not the connection our Gemara is making.
But the classical thinking is the tit, right?
Well, that was one opinion we had in the Gemara, but there's also things that also other things that remind us of Klal Yisrael, allusions to Yitzias Mitzrayim that we went through in the Tosfos, right? All right.
But if you learn in school what it's related to, doesn't everyone say Avodat Parech and the Tid and all that?
All right. That's only according to Rabbi Yochanan. All right. What else? Anybody else? Any other questions? Everybody good? All right, I'm going on to the next Mishnah. Everybody with me? All right, so manitin, mazgulo kos sheni. They mazgum is like to dilute, but they poured the second cup for the Baal Haggadah. V'kana ben shoel aviv. And here the son asks the father, v'imdad b'ben aviv malamdo. And if there's no, if the son doesn't know the seichel, you know, what to ask, so his father will teach him. You know, here in the Haggadah Siach HaGrid, So this relates to what we were discussing the other night. The Ramah says that the son or the wife asks Manishtana, and then they begin Avadim Hayinu, and the other people don't need to say Manishtana. You were asking me about this, Robert? Yeah, so the Ramah says the other people don't need to say Manishtana, and that sounds like the Pashas of the Sugi of our Gemara. But if you look in the Rambam says in Hilchot Chametz Matzah, his umos gonna kosa sheni v'kana ben shoel, period. The Rambam learns that they pour the second cup, and now the son asks. In other words, he asks whatever thing is bothering him. He says, and then v'omer hakori manish tana halayla zeh. Then the one reciting the Haggadah says manish tana halayla zeh. That's the way the Rambam learns. So so it sounds like from the Rambam that the son is not asking, like you'd say, the fear kashas. Son is asking what was bothering him, and the korei is the one who goes through this whole thing with the Haggadah. So it comes out that Bisman said that we don't have like a like Bisman Chazal, one person would lay in the Haggadah or read the Haggadah and everybody would listen to him and be Yotze the mitzvah, but Shomei Ka'ona. We don't have that anymore. So it sounds like the way he's learning here, that all the Shomim have to say Manishtana. And he says in the home of Reb Chaim, that's the way they did it. Everybody said Manishtana. Now he's got more things going on with this, but you could see in the Mishnah that that would certainly work out. It says if the Mishnah is V'kan haben shoel, shoel aviv, and now the son asks the father. Now that one girsa is V'kan haben shoel. The Rashbam quotes another girsa. It says V'chein haben shoel. V'chein, in other words, it's appropriate for the son to ask V'chein haben shoel, not V'kan, V'chein haben shoel. Okay, now he says, all the nights we eat chametz and matzah. Tonight we only eat matzah. All the nights we have other types of vegetables. Tonight we just eat maror. Or tonight we eat maror. Not just maror, but maror. All the nights we eat meat that's roasted. Shaluk is like stewed and mevushal cooked. He says, halayla zeh kulot sali. Tonight, it's totally roasted. Let me just, do two tosfos before we go on. If you look back in the tosfos, halayla zeh maror. Hadalo amar kulo maror. We don't say it's only maror. Let me just let somebody in. We don't say it's only maror. Mishum de the achlin and shari rakot betibul rishon. In the first dipping, we have a different vegetable, so it's not kulo maror. Then the next tosfos kulo tzalein. So tosfos says Rav Chista mukila beilu devarim kiben tema damar chagiga bama pesach in echel tzalein. So earlier in the Gemara in Daf Ayin, the Gemara said that. That Rav Chista said that this Mishnah says halayla hazek kulo tzali, that's like the Shita ben Tema. In other words, one opinion holds that the Korban Chagiga could be Mavushal or could be tzali. So then you wouldn't say halayla hazek kulo tzali, because it's not kulo tzali, right? You'd be having the Chagiga might be boiled, and you have the Korban Pesach, which is roasted. So you wouldn't say kulo tzali. So Rav Chista says in Daf Ayin, this Mishnah goes like ben Tema, that halayla hazek kulo tzali, that tonight, like it's all tzali. He says, v'afalgav de kamar hatam v'amar Rav Chista v'pirkin leita derech ha-gemar kein. Even though the Gemara says over there, v'amar Rav Chista, it sounds like there's a statement of Rav Chista here, and there is no statement of Rav Chista like that here. It says that's the derech of the Gemara, they'll quote Rav Chista, even though he's not in a different, he's not in the other place, but that's it. Okay, let me finish the questions on the Mishnah, and let's see. Now, also, with this kulot salis, so that's what they would say in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they have four questions. And the question number three is that shul anoklin basar salis shaluk mavushal. Now, after the Korban Abayit, so they only have three questions, right? In other words, they didn't ask shul anoklin bein yoshvin bein misubin, because that would be the way they would always eat. They would always eat misubin. Right, so they're only asking three questions after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Then, at a later point in time, they're asking that they would eat, you know, Yoshvin Bein Mesubin, Halada Zeh Kulanu Mesubin. Then they would go like that. All right. Now, I think the Gra says like that. I think, is Eddie here tonight? So, Eddie, I think you said that the Rabbi Ramnik Zeh Kulanu Lebracha, I think I mentioned that from the Gra. All right. Anyway, let's see back in the Gemara. The Halada Zeh Kulot Salih. Shebechol Halilod, Anu, now on the side he corrects in the Mesos HaShas, Anu Matbilin, Pamachat. All the nights we dip once, and the Gemara will ask about this. Halayla zeh shtei pamim. Tonight we dip twice. Ulefi da'ato shel ben avi melamdo, based on the seichel of the son, the father will teach him. Matchil b'gnodo mesayim b'shevach. But there's a certain format that the recitation has to take place. You have to be matchil b'gnodo mesayim b'shevach. You have to begin with the disgrace and finish with the glory. And we begin something disgraceful. The Gemara will explain which. He says, V'doresh me'arami obeid avi ad shigmor kol parsha kula. And he has to darshan specifically those psukim that are the beginning of parshas kitavo. When a person's bringing his bikurim, so he has a recitation to make. So the Tana of the Mishnah is saying, B'davka, you have to darshan those psukim. You have to darshan those psukim. All right. All right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did in the Mishnah so far? Everybody good? Okay. I think we have our youngest Dafyomi member here. There we go. Yocheved Maya. Okay. Hello, Yocheved Maya. All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. Yocheved Maya, you got the four questions all worked out? You have it worked out? Yeah. Okay. I'm glad to hear it. All right. Now, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Chacham Beno Sho'alo. If the son is a Chacham, the son will ask him some questions. Vim Eino Chacham, Ishto Sho'alo. If the son's not such a Chacham, his wife will ask him some questions. Bimlav, who shall we ask? Otherwise, he'll ask himself. And again, like one of the points that Reb Chaim points out is like the Sipur Yisiv Sestrayim has to take place there, Shelo Tshuva. Has to be through questions and answers, is the way it has to work. He says, Vafilu, in other words, there's a whole piece from Reb Chaim, what the difference is between the mitzvah of Sipur Yisiv Sestrayim on the night of Pesach and the mitzvah you have every night of the year of, you know, in morning and evening, you say, you mentioned Zechiris Yisiv Mitzrayim. So one of the answers, one of the differences that you have to say, Derech, there has to be Sipur La'Cherim, it has to be related to other people, or if there's no other people, you relate it the way you would relate to other people, and it has to be Derech Shela Tshuva, through questions and answers. He says, V'afilu Shnei Tamid HaChachamim, Shudim B'Hilchot HaPesach Sholim Zelzeh, even the two Tamid Chachamim, and they know all the answers, they have to ask questions to one another. And the Gemara says, she's Shoel Asmo, he'll ask himself questions. All right. Manish Tanah Halayla Zem, Yikol Elo, Shvachol Oranu, Matbilin Pamachad, Halayla Zeh Shtei Pamim. So the way we have in the Mishnah, all of the nights of the year, we dip once, tonight we dip twice. So Matki Flo Rava, Atukul Yoma Lo Sagilo Mitbalo Chadazimna. What is this? Every night of the year we have to dip once? We don't dip once necessarily all the nights of the year. Ella Amarava Hachikitani. This is the way we should understand the Mishnah. We're not obligated to do a tibul. We're not obligated to dip. Tonight, we're obligated to dip twice. And we dip twice. The first dipping is the karpas, so the tino coat will ask questions. And the second dipping is the maror. We went through about the karoset, whether it's because of kappa, the acrid sap, or it's like it's a mitzvah to dip in the charoset. So matkifar of safra, chiyuv the dardiki. When you say there's an obligation to dip twice, the first dipping is just so they'll ask questions. That's not like an obligation. It's, or the other way is to say that the kid is asking and he's dipping. Is he obligated? He's not obligated. Ela amar of safra, hachi katani. That the way we should learn understand the Mishnah is that every other night, and this is the way we have it in the Haggadah, ein anu matpilin afilu pamachat. We don't even dip once. He says, Allah is zeh shtei pamim. Tonight, we dip twice. All right, let me just get to the next Mishnah, then I'll pause. Machil b'gnodim sayim b'shevach. You have to begin with the disgrace and end with the glory. So, ma'gid b'gnod, what does the gnod mean? So, Rav Amar mechilat ovdei avod gilu l'mayobotein. Rav says, when you say that our forebears were ovdei avod azara, that's gnod, and now Hashem has brought us l'avodato, that's the shevach. He says, Ushmul amar abadim hayinu. Ushmul says, abadim hayinu, we were slaves. So, one is focusing on the physical servitude, the other is focusing on the spiritual servitude. Either we were slaves, you know, physical servitude, or we're obdei avodazara. It's like a spiritual, like a servitude or a mess, you know, we were messed with that. He says, Amar le Rav Nachman l'daru avdei. So Rav Nachman said to Daru, his servant, Avda demapik le mare l'cheirut b'yoyiv le kaspa v'davo amai bai l'mei mar le. He says, if you have a slave, in other words, Daru was a slave. He says, if a master releases his slave, he manumits him, he says, and he gives him silver and gold, what does the servant have to say? In other words, like we were slaves in Egypt, and Hashem took us out, and we had silver and gold from the Egyptians. So he says, Amar le. So Daru said, by lo, do ye the shabuche. You have to thank him and praise him. That's what you have to do. So Amar le, so Rav Nachman said to Daru, now there's a question whether these words belong in there or not. Pitartan mi lamar manishtana. You've exempted us from saying manishtana. So, but it doesn't seem like from the Rashbam that he had those words. He says, patach mi amar abadim hayinu. So if we leave those words out, it just means that he was saying this is the way we have to be mishabeach to Hashem, and then he segued into avadim hayinu. If it's pitartan mi lomar manishtana, it's hard to understand why we're exempt from saying manishtana, because he said we have to give praise to Hashem. That's the why it's not so clear that those words are in there or not. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? What do you got for me, Michael?
How come the Gemara doesn't address the question of the child hasn't seen a second dipping?
You didn't. Didn't we discuss this the other night? We said.
Oh, maybe I didn't hear it. Okay.
No. Well.
But he knows it.
Well, it could be. Remember,
he sees it's coming.
Well, remember, according to the way the Rav is learning, the child's not asking the questions about the dippings. The Baal HaBas is the one asking the questions. In other words, remember we said that according to the way the Rav is learning and the way the Rambam learns, the son just asks whatever's bothering him. And the father says, Manish Tana Halada Zed. So then you don't even have a question. But if you'll assume that, and I think Yosef asked this the other night, but if you assume that the son is asking, it means that he saw one dipping and he sees the charoset and the maror and he realizes, b'cheshbon, that there's going to be another dipping.
I know that's a traditional answer, but it doesn't fit well. I have another question, a simpler one. How does the kid know that everything's... He sees the menu, all the foods on the table.
So what's
right.
Yeah. So let's see from the Siach HaGrid.
We don't give menus out in my house. My kids don't know what's coming.
No, he says, since they brought the shulchan that has the matzah, the maror, and the charoset. So from this, he understands they're going to eat matzah and maror and that they're going to dip again in the charoset. And he says, even according to Shiz Rambam, the karpas that you dip in the charoset, he understands, since they're leaving the charoset there, they're going to dip in it again. And the fact that he asks on Haseba, because he sees them all on like these cushions. But again, he says the way the Rav has it, then it's the Baal HaBas who's asking the question. So the questions are all pulled away from it. All right, that's the best I have with that. All right, any other questions, comments, or thoughts?
Yeah, if this... where would the manishtana be?
Say again, please repeat. Say again.
Take out the manishtana.
You're coming in and out. It said take out which phrase?
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go.
If you take out the patan milamed, that's a machlok, if it's in there or not.
Which is the machlok? Which line is the machloket?
The Patartan Milamed
Manishtana. Oh, yeah, right. Patartan Milamor Manishtana, right.
Yes. So, and then he said he goes right to Avedim Hayinu. Where would the Manishtana be here?
No, so they said Manishtana, and then he asked Daru, what would you do if somebody released the slave? And we don't know, how would you react if a master...
So they said the Manishtana.
Yeah, they said the Manishtana. All right.
Yes, got it.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, let me move on. Okay. And again, there's a lot of drashas you can make about the Manishtana, the Lilo. Lilo could be the exile, other things. There's all sorts of drashas. Okay, two lines from the bottom. Okay, Matnitin, Rabbi Gamliel Yomer, Koshlo Amar, turn page. Shoshad Brimil with Pesach. Whoever didn't mention, and this you all know from the Haggadah, he says, Lo yitzai dei chobato. Whoever doesn't mention the following three things doesn't fulfill his obligation. And there's a question, what obligation is he referring to? So one way to understand it is it's the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, that mentioning these three things is an integral part in fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And they said here, that's the way it sounds like from the Rambam that way. But then he mentions that the Marashal of Udram and the Korbo say, no, it means that I can't be yotze those mitzvahs. In other words, I can't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. I can't be yotze the mitzvah of maror. I can't be yotze the mitzvah of Pesach unless I mention the reasons for it. He says, "Abeluhein Pesach matzah maror." Second line: Pesach al shem shepesach ma'akom avotei avoteinu mitzrayim. Pesach because Hashem passed over our homes in Egypt. Shenemar ba'martem zvach Pesach hu l'Hashem shepesach v'gomer. You'll say it's an offering of Pesach to Hashem that he passed over our homes. Means when during Makat Bechorot, he killed the Egyptians, he saved us. Matzah al shem shenegalu avoteinu mitzrayim. Matzah because our forefathers were redeemed from the Egypt. Shenemar ba'yafud abatzeik asher utzim mitzrayim v'gomer. They baked the dough that they took out of Egypt. And matzah is a bifurcated food. In other words, on one hand, it represents Abdus, and on the other hand, it represents Geula. So, in other words, like that's what they ate in Egypt when they're slaves, but then they were rushed out of Egypt. So that's the Geula. That they embittered our lives. So those are the three things you have to mention. Then the Tanna Mishnah says, so there's two versions here. So Lirot Ulaharot. Lirod is you have to view yourself as if you left Egypt. Leharod, you have to comport yourself to others as if you had left Egypt. And then it gets into a whole thing, you know, like some people walk around and they carry things on their shoulder and things like that. So, as if he left Egypt. Shnemar, we got it to the Ben Chabayimimimor, because of this, Hashem did for me, Bitsaytim Mitzrayim. The you know, there's a famous Beis Halevi on this. He says that it says Babur Zas Hashem Li B'Seitim Mitzrayim. It should say because Hashem did for me when I took to Egypt. That's why I have these mitzvos. In other words, like in other words, it's like flipped over. In other words, Babur Zas because of this, like the Korban Pesach, Hashem took me out of Egypt. Not it's not right. It should say because Hashem took me out of Egypt, therefore I have these mitzvahs. That's what it should be. So the Beis Halevi says that all the mitzvahs have like deeper meanings, and the Torah, the mitzvahs were given even before the historical events took place. Like Chazal teaches us that the Avot observed the Tariq mitzvot, and Avraham Avinu observed Pesach. So he says, speaking to a time when you have like a Rasha, he says, what are these mitzvahs? They're like, that's meaningless for us, this, that, the other, blah, 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 blah. So he says, no, because of these mitzvot, Hashem worked it out to take me out of Egypt in a way that gives me like an understanding or like a deeper meaning to the mitzvahs. All right, now, let me pull out the Haggadah to this line, Lefichach. Let me get it out. 1 second. All right. So, now after we say this Mishnah with Rabban Gamliel, and this we recite this at the Haggadah, so that's just like 9 days from now, right? At this first Seder on Motzei Shabbat. So yeah, it's on and it's right here. So after that, we say this line, Lefichach anachnu chayavim. So Lefichach anachnu chayavim laodot laleil shbeach lefael romim laadeh lebreich laleil kaleis. Therefore, we have to praise and other lofty language. The one who did all these miracles, he took us out from calamity to redemption, from deep darkness to great light. Now, the way we have in the Mishnah, but no more lefanav halaluka, we'll say before him like halaluka. So we have in the Haggadah, but no more
lefanav.
Yeah, but Omar Lefanav Shira Chadasha Haluka. All right, let's pause for a second on this line. Let's do the Tosfos on this. So the second Tosfos, for Omar Lefanav Shira Chadasha. Now, and then, 1 minute. 1 second. There's another Shir. 1 second. Yeah. Then in the Bracha later on, with Gal Yisrael, we say Vinodelecha Shir Chadash. Shir Chadash. So is Shir Mzachor and Akeva? Here we're saying Shira Chadasha, And later we say Shir Chadash. Let's see the Tosfos. V'nomar l'fanav Shira Chadasha, v'chei no delecha Shir Chadash u'gulatenu. He says, Dahaki Tanya b'mechilta, kula shirot l'shon nekeva, chus mi shirot delatid l'shon zachar. So he says the Mechilta, which is a medrash on Breishit and Shmot, says that all the shirot are lashon nekeva, are female. He says, except for a song that relates to the future, which is lashon zachar, kolomar shenekeva yesh tzar leida, like a female is associated with childbirth, and there's tremendous pain. Like women go through tremendous pain in giving birth to a child. Af kol anisim yishachareim tzar. So to all the miracles that Hashem has done, but afterwards, like, we have tzar. In other words, it didn't remain static. And we went down, we had a Beirut, things like that. So they're all followed by tzar, by anguish. Chutz mi la'atid, except in the future, she'ein acharei tzar. There's going to be a miracle, means like in Mashiach Zeiten, that it won't be tzar afterwards. So he's saying that if you're referring to a shira that relates to the past, it's lashon nekeva, shira. If referring to something in the future, it's shir chadash. So he says, v'chein yisad apaitan b'zulat. He says, like, they had a certain types of piyutim, yotro, like in the davening. You say, ein elokim zulatecha, after kriyat shema. So they would have piyutim that would fit in over there. They're called zulot. He says, v'chein yisad apayit b'zulat or b'zulot, Ipatros shirot eil shon nekeva miusadim kishuatam kio leidav gomer. He says, like, we have these, like, shirot. It says in the piyut it's lashon nekeva because the redemption or the was like a woman giving birth. He says, tokef shiracharon kizcharim lo yoldim shir lashem shir chadash v'chulei. In the future you're going to give us like a shir and not like a childbirth. Vigarsin and Sham, all right, that's that piece. So one minute. So now, so Tosfos is saying that, so let's go slowly with this. So in Lefichach, according to Tosfos, when we talk about Shira, that's talking in the past. Not so the way Tosfos is understanding, it shouldn't be Venomar Lefanav Shira. You say Venamar Lefanav Shira. In other words, we said a Shira in the past for what took place for the past. But then later on, when we say Venodelecha Shir Chadash, that's referring to the ultimate geula. So that's v'nodel. We will in the future. Now, then Tosfos says, "V'garsin an sham min hazvachim u'min apsachim." So the girsa over there, I assume he means in the mechilta, is min hazvachim u'min apsachim. Shechakikat arba asar nechel kum lepesach l'pisha pesach nechal osova. So in the bracha, you should say Zvachim first and then Pesachim, because you're going to eat the Chagiga before you eat the Pesach. Okay, I'll come back to this. Let me finish the Mishnah, then I'll come back. Okay, so let's go back to the Mishnah. So we have a Nomar Lefanav Chaluka, but it's a V'nemar Lefanav, like Shira Chadasha Haluka. Ad Heichan Huomer, how far do we say in the Hallel? How far do we go in the Hallel before the meal that is? Beit Shammai Rimat Eim Abadim Smecha. So Beit Shammai says for one paragraph, Eim Abadim Smecha. It's like at the end of Betzeis Yisrael, you say the flint became a string of water. Bechotein Begul, you make a chatima. The Gemara is going to explain what the chatima is. Let me get a Shulchan Aruch out. Yosef, I wish you were able to get me the Shulchan Aruch out. Give me 1 minute.
Yes, get the Shulchan Aruch anyhow.
I'm getting one, actually.
I don't want you to lose practice.
Such a comedian, Michael. Such a comedian. All right, let's see.
Did we ever address...
Wait. Let me finish this piece, then I'll pause, okay? So, So he says, let's take a look. Tafayim... Tafayin Hey, 1 minute, no, Tafayin Gimel. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, this is in Siman Tafayin Gimel, it's Sif Katan Ayin Hey, Ayin Aleph. Shiamar Benemar Lefanav Shira Tzrich Lamar Benemar Benika Segol Benemar Shlushanavar the Kayal Gulat Mitzrayim. So Mishnah Berurah brings, and when you say the first one, you should do it in the past tense, Benemar, and we discussed this already. Then when it says Shira, it's talking about the past redemption. The now, in terms of the Zvachim and the Psachim, I think it's coming up, so when I get there, I'll comment. All right, what do you want to say, Fern? What do you got?
From this whole Tosfot, we're talking about Shira's past, Shira's future, or vice versa. I mixed it up.
Shira, why... female past, Shira past, Shira future. Go ahead.
Okay. But nobody talked about why they didn't mention the whole word of Shira, Shira Chadasha, in the Gemara. They just went right to Hallelujah.
All right. This I don't know why that word is missing. I don't know why that word is missing. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos does have it in the Gemara. Tosfos says Hachigar Sinan b'nei Mar Lefnav Shira Chadasha. You see the Tosfos? So Tosfos does have it in the
Gemara. Dibur HaMachzil, I was
right. So Tosfos Girsa is that it is in the Mishnah. So, but I don't know why we don't have it in ours. Okay. What's up?
No, I was going to say when Moshe said Oz Yashi and Moshe, We say that Oz Yoshi, that's for the future, right?
Well, what's the points you want to make?
So I'm saying that Oz Yoshi Moshe, so that was a male who started the Shira.
But it's right. The Shira. When
Klal Yisrael sang Shiras Miriam, they acknowledged Miriam. They first realized the greatness of Miriam bringing the Mayim, no?
Which way are you going with this, Aaron Moshe?
So I'm saying that one Moshe didn't sing. Of course, he didn't have to sing. He knew the greatness of Miriam. So that was a past singing, no? On the female.
What Tosfos is addressing is sometimes we refer to it like in our tefillot, we refer to a Shira or a Shir. So by the Shira Sayam, I don't think it doesn't mention Shira Hazot LaHashem. It does say Shira female over there, so that would be like the past, the way the Tosfos wants to say. All right, let me go further in the Gemara. Now on the first wide line, V'chotein B'geula, a person makes a Chatima in the Geula. So again, after you said this mission with Rabban Gamliel and the three things, then you say Bechol Dovador, then you mention Lefichach, then you say the two Prakim from Tehillim, and then you have the special bracha, Asher Ga'alanu, that ends up Ga'al Yisrael. So the Tana of the Mishnah says Chotein B'Geula, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Asher Ga'alanu V'Ga'al Rabotenu Lo Yachotein. So Rabbi Tarfon holds there's no Chatimus bracha per se, in other words, it's a bracha Katsara, And you just say from the past, Shigalana Bigalala Botainu. Now when the Tanakhama says Bikotain Bigula, he just means you're gonna end up with a bracha that relates to Gula. He's not saying what the Nusach of the bracha is. But Rabbi Tarfon says a short bracha that just refers to the past. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kena Shemel Kenam Lake Botainu, Yaginil Moadim Lurigulima Khirim, Abba Imakratino Shalom, Smechim Vyani Rekhab Sasim Bivodatecha, Minochal Sham, and here you see Minapsachim and Razvachim, but then they flip it, Minazvachim and Apsachim, that's what Tosfos is referring to, Hulei, Ad Baruch Hashem Gaal Yisrael. So here, Rabbi Akiva is throwing in the future, and there's a piece Rabbi Simon has in his recent Haggadah Shal Pesach that Rabbi Akiva, he's like, in other words, is the bracha just focused on the past, or the bracha is also focused on the future? And Rabbi Akiva Shitato, he's always seeing like the geula, you know, like he's the one who had, you know, at the end of Masechet Makot, when they see the shual, the fox coming out from Beit Katshei Kadashim. So they're all crying, and he laughs. Yeah. So here also he has this thing with the geula. All right, one second. All right, now. All right, now let me just do about the Mizvachim and Psachim. So here, there's a Shor HaTzion on this. So this is in Sif Katan Pei in the Shor HaTzion in Siman Tafai and Gimel. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says, see the Taz, See, also he brings down the Mahariv when Pesach is Chal on Motzei Shabbat, when the first night of Pesach is on Motzei Shabbat, like it is this year. So the Taz says you should say Min HaPsachim u Min HaZvachim. In other words, this year, Lu Yetzur, the base of Mikdash, would be rebuilt, Halavai, and we would be eating the Korbanot. We would not have a Chagiga, because the Chagiga is not brought on Shabbat. So we'd only have a Korban Pesach. So we would say, we'll eat from the Psachim, and the Zvachim would be other Korbanot later on. We're not eating from them tonight. Shrein Chagiga Nechal Belazeh. Shein Chagiga Kareva Shabbat. Vazvachim Him Chagiga Vishami Simcha Shemakriv Lamachar. So Zvachim would refer to the Chagiga and the Shalmei Simcha you'll bring tomorrow. There's the Shalmei Chagiga and the Shalmei Simcha. So it means the Korban you're eating tomorrow. He says, but see, the Tshuvas Knesset Yisrael says at the end of Chelek Orachayim, he says that we don't have to be so careful with this because we're Mavakesh and Hashem will give us future holidays that'll be happy and that next year we'll celebrate and the next year Pesach won't be in a Motzei Shabbat. So we're saying, like you should have, we're looking forward to times when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. So we'll eat from the Zvachim and Psachim. So we'll eat from the Korban Chagig, we'll eat from the Korban Pesach. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? All right. All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. All right. We're in the fifth very wide line. Okay. So the Gemara says, I'm a Rava. So Rabbi says you also have to add line it's a pasuk, va'otanu hotzi misham. The one second. According to Rabbi, you have to see va'otanu hotzi misham. One second. I don't see that in the Haggadah. Wait. Yeah. So we do say Otano Hotzimi Sham, but we say it at the end of Bechol Dor Bador. So you have to say that Hashem took us out. That's what Rabbah says. So we do say that. I'm a Rabbah, so Shemar Otano Hotzimi Sham. I'm a Rabbah, Matzah Sirich Lachbia. You have to lift up the Matzah. When we say Matzah Zu, you have to lift up the Matzah. Umaro Sirich Lachbia. When you mention Maro Zu, you have to lift up the Maror. Basar Ein Sirich Lachbia. When you mention, you know, Pesach Zu Al Shema, you don't lift up the meat. He says, below Od, El Shadirika Ochel Kachem Chutz. You shouldn't lift it up. Because then it looks like you're saying kachim and you're being kachim b'chutz outside the Yerushalayim. Amar Bacha Bar Yaakov. Okay, that's that piece. Okay, so Amar Bacha Bar Yaakov Suman Patur Milomar Haggadah. So Bacha Bar Yaakov says that a suma is not chayiv to recite the Haggadah. K'tiv Hacha Ba'avur Zeh U'K'tiv Atam B'neinu Zeh. So it says by the Ben Sower Umore that the parents will take the son out and say, B'neinu zeh sower moreh. This is our son. So it says zeh, they're like they're pointing to him and they recognize the son. That's he says, Malahalan prat l'suma, so it means the parents can't be blind. Afkan prat l'suman. So to hear prat l'suman. So one way to understand this, the way the Rashbam takes it, is zeh reshava. You have zeh and zeh. So we know by the Ben Sor Mora, the parents have to be sighted. So too, the Zed teaching me that in order to be chayev in Ba'avur Zed, in other words, in the midst of Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim, you have to be sighted. That's the way the Rashbam will learn. Or the other way to learn, and Rav Shechter was mentioning this to me today, is to say just that the Pshat is Zed means like that you're able to see and said this and that and the other thing. Okay, so Ini, is this true? So we're saying that a Suma is exempt from the Haggadah. Is this true? But Amar Maremar, Maremar said, Shaltin l'Rabbanan debay Rav Yosef. He says, I asked the rabbis from the household of Rav Yosef. He says, Manda Amar Haggadah debay Rav Yosef. Who recites the Haggadah in the house of Rav Yosef? Again, Bizman Chazal, one person would recite the Haggadah. Everybody would be listening. And Yosef Yishomei Kona. So Amru Rav Yosef. They said, Rav Yosef was blind. So Rashi points out in the first narrow line, Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshet, Morei Naim Hayu. It's a euphemism, they were both blind. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshet were both blind. Then he said, Mandamar Gadah to be Rav Sheshet. He asked them, who recites the Haggadah in the house of Rav Sheshet? So Amru, Rav Sheshet. They said, Rav Sheshet does. So here we just said that if your person's blind, he's exempt from the Haggadah. Yet in their household, they're the only ones who are reciting it, and everybody who's cited is listening to them. How could the Biyotze if they're not chayiv? So the Gemara says, Ksavi Rabbanan, Matzah Bezman is at Rabbanan. So it means that these rabbis, i.e. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshet, held the mitzvah matzah b'zmanazah is not deraisa, which is not the way we hold. They held that matzah b'zmanazah is only derabanan, and they held that the mitzvah sipur isis trayim is inherently connected to the mitzvah matzah. And so mamela, the mitzvah of sipur isis trayim is also a mitzvah derabanan. In other words, like Chazal teach us, you know, Ba'ab Burzelo Marti Lebshashish Matzah Maru Munachim Lefanecha. The Mitzvah Sipur is only when you have the Matzah and the Maru in front of you. All right, now, so the idea, our working shot is that they hold that the mitzvahs of Matzah and Sipur Yisus Trayim are only Drabanan Bazmanazah. The Supan is Chayiv on a Drabanan level. It can be mostly other people on a Drabanan level. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, "Mechlal the Ravach bar Yaakov savar matzah b'zmanazeh deraita." So it sounds like Ravach bar Yaakov, who said that a suma is patur, he held that matzah b'zmanazeh is deraisa. That's what we think. He says, "Ha'Ravach bar Yaakov who damar matzah b'zmanazeh derabanan," but Ravach bar Yaakov said that matzah is also derabanan. So everybody's holding it's derabanan, but why do you say suma is patur? Ksavar called the Tikkun Rabbanan came to write to Tikkun. He holds that whatever the Chachamim established, they modeled it on the Torah. He holds that the Suma apparently is patur. So Mela, there's no Suma were out of it. So the Gemara says the Rav Sheshet Rav Yosef Nami Havadai called the Tikkun Rabbanan came to write to Tikkun. So wouldn't Rav Sheshet Rav Yosef agree with that? That Sipur Yisus Trayim is also like established on the Rabbanan level the way it would be on a Torah level. And since on a Torah level, they would be Patur, so wouldn't there be Patur here as well? So the Gemara says, now the Gemara is reversing course and saying that indeed Rav Sheshet and Rav Yosef held that it is a mitzvah deraisa, but they disagree with this lima that the Suma is Patur from the Sipur Yisus Trayim. Hachi Hasha, how can you compare the two cases? Bishlei Mahata Midahabel Lemechta Benenu Hu Uti Benenu Zeh Shmona Prat Lesumen Hu Da'ata. In other words, by the Ben Sower Moreh, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshet will agree. It says Benenu Zeh. It should say Benenu Hu. This is our son. You say Benenu Zeh. This pointing like this is our son. We recognize the son. So there they agree that a sighted person is only the parents have to be sighted in order to have this din of Ben Sower Moreh. He says Aval Hacha. But here, by Sipur Yisus Trayim, Ila Ba'avur Zeh, my Lichtov. In other words, Ba'avur Zeh, that fits in like grammatically with it. In other words, by the Ben Sor Moreh, I would expect the Torah to say, B'neinu Hu, this is our son. So B'neinu Zeh, that's like an unusual turn of phrase. So in Akinami, it's to teach me you have to be cited. But Ba'avur Zeh, what else are you going to say? Ela Ba'avur Matzah Maruh Hu Da'at. In other words, there, it's logical saying Ba'avur Zeh means for the Matzah and the Maruh. So the Rashbam says that they don't learn this Gzeira Shabbos. So the Gemara in the end is saying like this. According to Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshet, in Achinami, blind people are chayiv in the mitzvah deraisa of Sipur Yisus Yisrayim. And you could say the mitzvah matzah and Sipur Yisus Yisrayim are deraisa. And they agree that by the Ben Sor Moreh, that a sighted person can't be a blind person can't be the parent of a Ben Sor Moreh. But they hold there's no Gzeira Shabbos. They're delinking those two. So that's the way that's going. Whereas Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he holds there's a Gzeira Shava. So Mela, he in the end could also hold his Doraisa, but he'll hold that the Sumim are Pturim from it. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Does it have anything to do with Lir Odet Atzmo, to see himself?
Well, again, I don't see that the Gemara is saying that per se, because even Lir Odet Atzmo, I don't think means to see with your eyes. It means to visualize yourself as if you left Egypt. And we said there's another version, Lahar Odet Atzmo, to demonstrate yourself that you left Egypt. You know, one of my Rebbeim, Rav Avraham Braunspiel, he should have a Refuah Shleima quickly. He said he felt it was easier for him. He went through, he was in the camps as a youngster, and he said that he could easily visualize what it means to since he'd experienced living under totalitarian regime, a tremendous oppressive regime, what it means to be freed, like Abdus Lacheiros. He felt like in America, people who grew up in America couldn't really understand what this all means so well. All right, let me do a few more lines because we've got a big daf tomorrow and I want to get a little jump on it. The top line on Kufi and Zayin Amin Aleph. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yochanan, Haluka, Bekes Kavi, Didka, Achadhein. Rav Yochanan says those three words, Haluka, Keska. It says, Kiyad al Keska, Milchamala Shempa Amalek, at the end of Parsha B'Shalach. And B'Yididka, like it says that, Shlomo Melech, that was called by Yikrashmo Yididka, Natan Navi, called the son Yididka, like the friend of God. He says, Achadhein, those are one word, according to Rav Chisna, the name of Rav Yochanan. Rav Amar, Keska, Merchavka, Achadhein. Rav says, Keska and Merchavka is one word, and it's not clear whether Rav is adding on or excluding the previous ones. Rav Amar, Marchevka Bilbad. He says only Marchevka is one word, not the other ones. So Ibai Lahum, Merchavka Rav Chista Mai. So what does Rav Chista hold about Merchavka? So the in other words, Rav Chista said in the name of Yochanan, Haluka Keska Vididka. But what does he hold about Merchavka? So the Gemara says Teku. That we're not able to resolve that. Ibailahu Yididka L'Rav Mai. What does Rav hold about Yididka, which was on line one, and then Rav's, we don't know, is Rav adding on to that, or is saying something different? So Tashman, Da'am Rav Yehuda, Nechlak L'Shnayim, Da'am Rav, Yididka Nechlak L'Shnayim. Rav says, the word, when he says Nechlak L'Shnayim, means when you're writing it, you write it as two words. Yididka is the way Rav is saying. So Rav says Mefurash that when you get to that pasuk in the Navi, he says that Natana Navi called him Yididka. You write Yididka like two different words. He says Lafichach Yididchol Ka Kodesh. So the word Yidid is Lashon Chol, like the friend, and the word Ka means God. That's Lashon Kodesh. Ibailahu Haluka L'Rav Mai. What about the word Haluka according to Rav? So again, Rabbi Yochanan on line one said that's one word. And then Rav just said Keskel Merchavka is one. He didn't say anything about the other ones. So we had a question about Yididka, and obviously Rav was opted out on that. What does he hold about Haluka? Tashma Da'am Rav Chazina Tilei Debei Chabibi He says, I saw the Sefer Tehillim from my uncle, Reb Chia, Dodi, Chaviva, like my uncle. Dod means uncle, but it also means my beloved. So I saw from the house of my beloved, my uncle said, Hallelujah on one line, and it says, Ka on the other line. So they were divided into two words. Upliga the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So since Rav says he saw it that way, sounds like he holds two separate words. He says, this is a mechulak to Rabbi Shimon Levi. This is in contradistinction to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Levi. The Amr Shimon Levi, my haluka, what does haluka mean? Haluhu behilulim harbe. It means haluka doesn't mean praise God. It means praise him with many praises. That's the way Rabbi Shimon Levi says. So Rav holds his two words, Rabbi Shimon Levi holds his one word. The Gemara says, upligati de adide. But Rabbi Shimon Levi is mechulak on his himself. He says, the Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi, ba'asarama marot shel shevach ne'emar sefer tehillim. He says, if you look at sefer tehillim, you see 10 lashonot of praise to Hashem. B'ni suach, b'ni gun, b'maskil, b'mizmor, b'shir, b'ashrei, b'tila, b'tfila, b'hoda, b'haluka. In other words, if you look at each one of the prakim, you usually say, like, one will say maskil David, or one will say, ashrei, yoshvi techo, or tilala David, or tfilala aniki atof. Each one of the prakim are preceded by one of these lashonot. He says, meaning like some sort of praise to Hashem or song to Hashem. He's gadol mikulan haluka, shkol shem v'shevach varachad. The greatest is haluka that includes the shame and praise to Hashem. So the pshat that I saw, I didn't think the article was too clear on this, but the way the Masechta Gemara says that both lashonot of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi agree that it's one word. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in the first way says it means praise him a lot. In the second one, he's saying it's also one word, but it means it's the shame Hashem and praising Hashem. So both of those lashonot are saying it's one word, but what does haluka mean? Does it mean praise him a lot, or it means praise God? All right, that's all I have with that. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Anybody? All right. What's up? What's up?
No, just going to say that when we say kolam sapa, kolam avli sapa b'siyus b'tzayim, how is that mishubach? So we usually say that whoever says more, it's a good thing for the person to say kol hamavel is happen b'tzias mishraim. Talk more about tzias mishraim. But the Yezeva Kodesh writes, Kolamabel Sabbath Messias Mitzrayim, have a Zem Mishabuch, meaning the Bani Shalom is Mishabuch.
All right.
He wants to say, from Zekeli Vianveil.
All right. All right.
Could you explain why this segment is here? What is the point of it?
Yeah, we mentioned in the Mishnah, we mentioned about saying Prakim from Tehillim, right? Hallelujah.
Right.
So having brought
it says
that up,
here, the Mishnah says we are obligated to thank.
Right.
Then it goes into this whole
And we mentioned we mentioned two Prakim, right? We mentioned two Prakim from Tehillim in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
And we said one of them is Hallelujah.
Right.
So having mentioned Hallelujah, the Gemara got into a discussion.
So it's just like a dissection of
like
the word.
Like a tangent. Okay.
Yeah, okay. No, I knew it was a tangent. I was just trying to understand
okay.
what
the Okay. Focus any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, let me end the recording. Let me end recording here.